It's time for Press Review now with Leo McGuinn, who joins me in the studio. Now, we're going back to one of our top stories, the continued Israeli bombardment of Lebanon. Leo, how is the Lebanese press reacting today?
Inka, I'll start with Al Akbar, which is one of Lebanon's biggest papers. It has close links with Hezbollah. They have this image on their front page this morning showing the destruction in the country. The headline reads, "The enemy is pursuing, but the resistance is striking back." The paper says that while Israel continues its bombardment, their soldiers are falling by the dozen on their ground offensive. I'll move on to L'Orient Le Jour. They have a pretty similar theme today. It's a French daily based in Lebanon, which in the past has been fiercely critical of Hezbollah, actually. But on the front page today, they asked the question, will Hezbollah be reinvigorated by their first successes? The piece talks about the blow of losing leader Hassan Nasrallah, but how the tide turned slightly on Wednesday during the Israeli offensive, which they describe as a big victory for Hezbollah as they inflicted major damage on Israeli troops. L'Orient Le Jour classed this as a rare breakthrough for the group, and they say that surely morale will be boosted by this. The paper also have this piece on their English site this morning. They question Israel and their assertion that they're not at war with the Lebanese people, but only Hezbollah. The piece asks the question, what do you mean by that? Is Israel referring only to the armed group? Do they include the political party, the group's social institutions as well? The article ends by asserting that the Lebanese people are terrified, terrified that the incursion will become an invasion and in turn an occupation.
Now, Leo, you're moving on from the Middle East to the UK because the news that they will give sovereignty to the Chagos Islands in Mauritius has come out. Liam, how is this historic move being reported in the British press?
Yeah, this is big news in the UK and it's made the front page of several daily newspapers. There's a nice photo on the front of the Financial Times there showing the islands which are in the Indian Ocean. The UK is giving up sovereignty of the remote but strategically important cluster of islands after over 200 years. The deal was reached after years of negotiations. There is a US-UK base on the atoll of Diego Garcia, which will remain. But as you can see on the front page of The Times this morning, there are fears that the move could benefit China. Prime Minister Keir Starmer chose to give up the islands despite private warnings from the US. That's what The Times report this morning. According to this article, officials were said to have actively warned against the move amid fears that China could establish listening posts on neighbouring islands. One Whitehall source said, "It's baffling that this happened, given that we're effectively in a cold war against China. There are concerns that Mauritius could lease some of the islands to China, given Beijing's attempt to cultivate closer ties. There are 47 Chinese development finance initiatives on the island, and trade between the two nations is growing." Unsurprisingly, the deal has gone down pretty badly in some sections of the media, namely the more right-wing publications like the Daily Mail. They have this sensationalist headline this morning, Starmer's surrender, they call it. They call the deal a shameful and dangerous capitulation. One of the arguments raised is, what does that mean for the other overseas territories? The Mail call it a slippery slope. They ask how long before they start negotiating with Argentina over the Falklands. The governor of the Falkland Islands has come out and sought to calm concerns. She said that the UK's commitment to the territory sovereignty is unwavering and remains undiminished.
Well, a change of gears to finish a dramatic court case in the US involving a beaver. Now, what's that all about, Leo?
Yeah, this is all about Nibby the beaver, who's become somewhat of an online phenomenon of late. And as you can see from this Washington Post headline, the celebrity diva beaver has been caught in a dramatic court case over her future. The mammal was found orphaned on the roadside in 2022, at the time just a week old. She was taken in and went to live at the Newhouse Wildlife Rescue Centre in Massachusetts. Since then, she's flourished, and the rescue centre's founders called her spoiled and a bit of a diva. She's gone viral on social media. I'll try to show you a video here. Maybe you can see why. You can see how cute she is. That's Nibby the beaver enjoying herself at the Wildlife Centre, making herself very much at home. I have to admit, she is very, very cute. But what's the problem then? Well, Mass Wildlife, the state's division of fisheries and wildlife, is arguing that Nibby, a healthy animal, should and must be released into the wild. The rescue centre has argued that they've tried and failed to prepare Nibby for the wild and that it would be dangerous to release her during winter months. Mass Wildlife was due to remove her earlier this week, but the centre received an injunction, instructed lawyers to file an injunction to push the court base back. And I've got great news. In the last few hours, Nibby is officially staying put. This is a post from the Massachusetts governor herself. It went all the way to the top, as you can see from this post on social media. The state has issued a permit to Newhouse Wildlife Rescue for Nibby to remain at the rehabilitation centre and serve as an educational animal. So it's a happy ending. Yinka, dare I say, it's a damn good story. I hope you enjoy that pun. And if you fancy a trip to Massachusetts, I'd love to meet Nibby, so let me know, because
We should go. I want to meet her too. That photo of her posing is the cutest thing I've ever seen. Thank
She's
you
very
so
cute,
much. Nia McGuinn there with the press review. Thanks so much for joining us here on Daybreak. We'll be right back.